Just going to pray for prayer for understanding. Oh God, send your Holy Spirit to open our minds and hearts to receive your wisdom in the scriptures. Transform us by the grace we hear proclaimed and empower us to live it out for the sake of Christ our Lord. Amen. So today's sermon, I've entitled it, Looking Forward, the Hidden Message of Sodom and Gomorrah. And so it is good to be here with everybody, and I thank you for joining us. So, and I have a question for all of you. Has anyone ever been walking along and not paying attention to where they're going, and then all of a sudden stumbled and fell down, and hopefully you didn't hurt yourself, but has anybody ever done that? I know I've done it a few times, and sometimes, you know, the sidewalks aren't that even or whatever, but I know I've done it. But today we're going to explore or find out what I see as a hidden message in the Sodom and Gomorrah story and why we should always, always look forward in our faith and trust in God. So we know the two cities of Sodom and Gomorrah were destroyed by God because their way of life and wickedness were defiling God's laws. Lot and his wife lived among the wickedness. So when Lot was faithful to God and his wife were told to leave for their safety, they did, but with a warning from God, don't look back. But Lot's wife, and the Bible doesn't tell us her name, but Lot's wife did look back. She looked back at all of her friends. She looked back at all the things and places she liked. She looked back at her home. She looked back at all the things that she did wrong. She looked back at her past, and probably with much regret. But because she disobeyed God's request not to look back, she became stuck right where she had looked back. She was stuck because she turned into a hardened pillar of salt. However, Lot was brought out of the destruction by God. So now let's look at this story from a different perspective. I believe there is a wonderful hidden biblical message in this story. It's kind of like a surprise. Some of us may remember when we finished our buried treasure. How many of you remember buried treasure? Ice cream, yes. And so when you finished the buried treasure, there was always a little treat underneath that ice cream. And so it was probably a plastic little toy or whatever that you could play with afterwards. But only this surprise, the story in this surprise is going to be much better and more exciting. When the Church of Jesus Christ and all of us believers look back, we can lose focus on how we want to spend eternity with Christ. Our fear should not be in our past. We can lose our focus on Christ very easily if we worry too much about the bad things in the past. We should and need to always move forward. We need to look at the cross of Jesus. When Christ was dying on that cross for us, he called out, "It is finished." In Greek, the word for this is tetelestai, and it was used in three areas. One, in business, meaning the debt is fully paid. Two, in the courts, meaning the sentence is fully served. And three, in the military, meaning the battle has been won. And through our understanding of Scripture, we know that Jesus was going to be with his Father at a predetermined time. So, when Jesus cries out, "It is finished," his words should bring comfort and hope to us that he was going to bring us rest through paying our debt, serving the sentence and winning the battle against all of our sins. So we can now understand that when Jesus cries out, "It is finished," that our sin and our past, no matter what they are, is finished, terminated. Our sentence for judgment and bondage to Satan and sin have been fully paid, and the battle is won. His words are a confirmation of the fulfillment of prophecies related to his death and the Messiah's redemptive work. We no longer need to look at the wrongs we have done in the past. We need not look behind us. When we look at the cross, we see our Messiah, who experienced temptations and struggles. And today, a lot of us face many different temptations, and some perhaps harder than what Jesus faced. But Satan, as he did to Jesus, still tries to tempt us with as many temptations from many places and things to keep us from the love and grace of Christ Jesus. Jesus, through all of his struggles, faced that biggest struggle and went to the cross for us in order that we can have a chance to move forward through God's grace for our salvation. Jesus' sacrifice on that cross did that for us. When we forget this act of love by looking back at all the poor choices, it really does break God's heart. He knows the plans he has for us. He has hope in us. We turn our back on him. It hurts. When we turn our back on him, it hurts. Because we are not looking forward at the cross and our future with him. We can't experience grace if we're looking behind or living in the past and worried about what has been done. We read in Luke 4 that when Jesus had finished reading the passage from Isaiah in his hometown synagogue, the people sat there and were amazed. Their eyes were focused on him. That is what we should always keep in mind too. Remain focused on Jesus and what he did for us. So my question is this. What is the hidden message in Sodom and the Gomorrah story? Always look toward the cross. Keep our focus on moving forward and do not look back. Let's not get stuck in life's struggles. In John 16, verse 33, Jesus says, "In the world, you will have trouble, but take heart. I have overcome the world." And our Christian life is not going to be easy, has probably not been easy, but when we keep ourselves focused and looking toward Jesus on that wooden cross, it helps smooth those hard times, knowing the suffering he did for our redemption. The "It is finished" proclamation marks the end of the old covenant based on sacrifices and law, and the beginning of a new one based on grace and faith in Christ. I like using sports analogies a lot. I used to be with Athletes in Action and did a lot of sports ministry. But I like using sports analogy when we compare it with our Christian faith. And being that the World Cup is just less than a year away from coming here, I thought I would kind of look at Lionel Messi. So when I don't know whoever watches football or soccer, but when you watch Messi, he is always moving forward. He's always focused on moving toward the goal and finding those kind of open spots. He's always finding those open spots so that he can actually get into a position to help his team, whether with a pass or a kick or a shot on goal. And also today, with our current trade and tariff dispute with the U.S., let's keep our elbows up, but also let's keep our hands folded and in prayer, and not to let our past dealings get in the way of what God will do for us. From chapter 9, verse 62 in the Gospel of Luke, Jesus tells a man who wants to follow him that no one puts hand to the plow and looks back. Interesting. And I think our hardworking farmers do this today, although they probably have much better equipment than they did back in Jesus' day. So through our community of believers, families, prayer, God's blessings and gifts, we will see our church and country moving forward doing God's work, reaching out into the community and beyond. Our supernatural God has done and is going to do great and wonderful things in our lives that we will not necessarily know. In Paul's letter to the church in Philippi, he encourages believers to strive towards the ultimate goal. I press on toward the goal for the prize of the upward call of God in Christ Jesus. And this verse really highlights the active pursuit of the Christian life, urging believers to actively strive towards the ultimate goal of their faith, which is union with Christ. In this church, Jesus Christ's church, despite lesser numbers coming to church these days, we remain focused and continue to move forward by supporting each other in your work for Christ in this community, keeping in mind what Jesus did for everyone through God's grace and the work of the Holy Spirit. So whatever we face going forward in this place, Jesus knows and he understands. He is with us every step of the way, for he has prepared a place for us without sin or without pain. To joyfully worship our triune God, we who believe need to keep faith and move straight ahead, remembering we need not look back. Within the history of this church, when trouble arose, lesser numbers and finances at the congregation of St. Andrew's Quaker Hill, they didn't panic. They did not give up on their faith community. They became part of the PCC. Or when they had to close the old frame church up on Concession 6 at Ball Road, instead, they moved forward and united with this church under the current name of this church. And I'm encouraged to see the new construction here to improve access and service to your community. I think it's well done and well needed. Jesus tells us in Matthew 7:7-8, how to run a straight race through our asking and prayer. And kind of like refusing to pray because the guilt of our sin is like refusing to bathe because we're dirty. It doesn't make sense. Searching Jesus through scripture and knocking for a better understanding, for it shall be given to you, is what he said. It shall be given to you. Jesus fought the battle. We get the victory and are full of confidence in our future life eternal because of the grace given to us through our Messiah. Ultimately, for all of us, Jesus' words, "It is finished," is a powerful declaration of the completion of his redemptive work and the establishment of a new covenant, offering hope and forgiveness to all who believe. So, as we reflect on these words and the video that we saw earlier, it gives us something to always look forward to. Amen and amen.